No monopoly in the health food work. When there is presented before any church or any company of believers in any country the proposition to bind those who handle the health foods to a contract to conform to certain restrictions which man has made, the answer is always to be, no. God's work is not bound. If God has given Dr. Kellogg wisdom from his immense fountain of supplies, if he has given him means and scientific knowledge to meet the emergencies of the present time, does this impartation give him a patent right to this gift bestowed on him to show that God has not forgotten his people? This gift belongs not to Dr. Kellogg, but to the great power beyond. Dr. Kellogg has forgotten that he is a man who has to be trained and educated like other men. God has greatly honored him, and will continue to honor him as long as he will wear Christ's yoke and learn in Christ's school his meekness and lowliness. But Dr. Kellogg did not create himself. He is not the only one who can drink from the fountain of knowledge. The Lord has other men whom he will instruct. Dr. Kellogg was not given his knowledge from God that he might carry it as a product of his own creating. If through the wisdom donated by God for the benefit of his people, Dr. Kellogg has discovered something in regard to health foods, why should he feel that these productions are his own? It is a part of God's work, and is very far from being perfect, yet everyone connected with the Lord is at liberty to devise and plan and experiment from the wisdom which the Lord has in his bounty given him. God will give knowledge regarding the way in which to prepare food in the best and most wholesome manner. And the Lord forbid that any of his people should make one stroke with a pen in signing a contract saying they will do this or that in regard to the sale of these foods. Great improvements will be made in the line of health foods. Some foods will be found not to be prepared in the best and most wholesome manner. The Lord calls for men and women who will not stop where they are, but will work until under heaven's guidance. These productions are more perfect than they now are. Let skillful minds take up the matter of improvement. The Lord will give wisdom. But remember that when you begin to think that your wisdom is of your own creation, and that you have a right to bind about as you will the productions of this wisdom, you are off Christ's ground. You are making crooked paths for your feet, and many that are lame will be turned out of the way. God calls for men who will receive to impart. The Lord's work is not to be done in a corner. Impartial, unselfish witnesses are to give to others that which the Lord has given them, bearing a spontaneous testimony. One success in reform is to lead on to another and still another success. This result will be seen if God's workers are learning in the school of Christ. They will then realize that they are not to draw into their business transactions one thread of selfishness. God says, "Ye are the light of the world." We are to exhibit in our borders all the improvements that our God-given tact and knowledge have enabled us to make. Everything which has a practical bearing on the improvement of the work is not to become the property of one man, for it comes from the Heavenly Father, who gave manna from heaven to the whole camp of Israel. That which men achieve by means of the wisdom God has given them is not to be used merely to advance one line of the work, but is to be used to promote the cause of God as a whole. Written June 18, 1900.